Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody. Or for some of us, it's Happy Lasagna Day. I don't know. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And today, I'm not really with you. You know, through the magic of radio, that's right, I pre-recorded the show earlier because I want to sit and have dinner with my family. I want to hang out with my family today. I want to actually moan and groan with the rest of you as I try to get off the couch on my own. Make sure you have lots of antacid. What is it, Tums and Alka-Seltz, whatever it is you like. For me, it was a Bioski when I was a kid, right? They look like little goofy little, some of you remember this, right? They look like little white frozen worms or something, look like candy in a jar. It was really freaky looking. But anyhow, they did well by me. So look, I thought today we'd do a couple of things that we normally don't do. Not all politics, okay? Talk a little bit about the history of Thanksgiving, dark side, light side, because, you know, you're going to get dark meat, white meat, whatever. But talk about all aspects of Thanksgiving today. Give you a little history lesson. If you're not interested, look, there's 3,000 other shows. I'm sorry, don't mean to disappoint you, but I do have the mic. And you know, and a little bit about that. As far as tradition goes, we're going to have some of the guests that you guys love, that you know and love, on to talk about some of their tradition, what they do, what they've done in their day when it comes to, you know, Thanksgiving. Xander Gibb, who has lived in several places in his life, you know, the UK, here and also here in America and in the United States. And people have different, different traditions. Seriously, I mean, when you figure we are multicultural. We have people come from other countries for a better life here, but that doesn't mean to give up their culture. Right, I mean, I'm like you. I want them to assimilate. I want them to take on the American way of life. But my God, when I was a kid growing up, we had turkey on Thanksgiving. But you know what? We had lasagna. We had manicotti. We had antipasto. We had all kinds of Italian-based dishes. Do you know why? Because even though my family came here for a better life, I'm sorry, we had better food. You know what I mean? I mean, you know what you like, you know. And again, they were thankful to be here. They were thankful that they had a country to come to. That, you know, they got away from Mussolini, right? They got. I mean, think about what could have happened back there for them. But again, we are many cultures here, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. As long as you understand that once you come here and become a citizen, you're an American. You came here for a better way of life, but that doesn't mean you get rid of your history, you get rid of your past, you get rid of your culture. Seriously. And, you know, and with all our kids being taught the wonders of Thanksgiving, how bad America is and all that, I thought, let's talk about it. Right? Let's talk about some Thanksgiving Day facts or what have you. Hey, if you guys don't like it, I really do. I'm not going to apologize because I am amazed at the ignorance. So we'll be playing some of that ignorance later on in the show. But I'm amazed at the ignorance of those who do not know, who don't have a clue what the good that this country has done for others, the good that this country has done around. I mean, we're young. We have a young constitution. We are a young republic still in the grand scheme of things. And look at what good we've done. Now, Thanksgiving is a holiday celebrated in the United States on the fourth Thursday of November, right? It's been an annual tradition since 1863, when during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving and pray. Oh, my God. You know what? Apparently, the Supreme Court didn't get a hold of this and killed us right away, right? Thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent, come on, guys, give me a break here. Father who dwelleth in the heavens. I mean, we go from English to Old English, right? I mean, he's given praise and thanks to God, who he's acknowledged is giving us everything we have. So he said to be celebrated on Thursday, November 26th, as a federal and public holiday in the U.S. Thanksgiving is one of the major holidays of the year. Although, I got to tell you something, makes me crazy that we have Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas all within a very short period of time. It's a real pain in the butt and a tax on the wallet. Now, together with Christmas and New Year, Thanksgiving is part of a bigger holiday season, as I said. The event that Americans commonly call the first Thanksgiving was celebrated by the pilgrims after their first harvest in the New World in 1621. Now, the feast lasted 3 days. It was attended by 90 Native Americans, as accounted by attendee Edward Winslow, and 53 pilgrims. Now, if you listen to some other people, it ended in a war where everybody killed each other. Well, the pilgrims killed the Indians, but we'll get back to that. The New England colonists were accustomed to regularly celebrating Thanksgivings, or days of prayer, thanking God for the blessings such as military victory or the end of a drought and that kind of thing. Now, the Revolutionary War to nationhood, right? Now, during the American Revolutionary War, the Continental Congress appointed one or more Thanksgiving days each year, and each time recommending to the executives of the various states the observance of these days in their states. Now, the first national proclamation of Thanksgiving, was given by, you know, see, I could say that it's all the food I have in my mouth, but I don't have any food in my mouth. Thanksgiving was given by the Continental Congress in 1777 from its temporary location in York, Pennsylvania, while the British occupied the national capital at Philadelphia. Now that, Samuel Adams created the first draft. Congress then adapted the final version. Now, you ready for this one? Now, some of you atheists who listen to the show, I hope you indulge me today. Because you know what? Really, what are you giving thanks to? Yourself? No, no, seriously. I mean, why would the pilgrims sit down and give thanks, what, to themselves? For what they did? You think they're going to give thanks to the Indians or to the cookers of the meals or whatever? I mean, I don't know. But let me read you part of the first draft. For as much as it is the indispensable duty of all men to adore the superintending providence of Almighty God. Yes, they use the word God. To acknowledge with gratitude your obligation to Him for benefits received, to Him, Almighty God, not the King, not the Governor, not the President, and to implore such farther blessings as they stand in need of. And in having pleased Him in His abundant mercy, Him, again, not being the Governor, Almighty God, I'm just trying to help you because I know some of you have a hard time with this. Some of you are probably throwing up in your buckets right now. Not only the kid. To continue to us the innumerable bounties, are you hearing us? They're thanking God. The thanks be is to God, the creator of the universe. Yes, they believed in the God. And they were thanking Him for His bounties, what He was giving them, what was coming out of the ground. Yes, yes, they, you know, I love this. They planted it. They harvested it. Yep. God gave it life. God gave the soil life. God gave the rain for the soil to get wet to supply life to the seed so it could grow. All I gotta say is get over yourself. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness.
Yeah. I'm not fast on the uptake. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. Yes, we are. We are giving thanks. We are talking about Thanksgiving. We are talking about the founding fathers, what Thanksgiving, what God meant to them, what Thanksgiving is all about. I mean, seriously. Here, let's hit on that again. That was the Thanksgiving Proclamation is written by George Washington. I mean, he was there in the beginning. Don't you think he'd know whether the founding fathers wanted anything to do with God or not? What do you think?
Acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for his benefits.
Acknowledge Almighty God. Acknowledge his providence. I mean, his hand over us. Okay? I mean, think about it. His favor over us. His bounties that he gave. This is George Washington. He was there in the beginning. So you guys who think that our founding fathers, that the beginners, they wanted nothing to do with religion, they were trying to get away with religion, you're being dishonest. You're just flat out being dishonest. And I know, I get the nasties. You should see some of the stuff that I hear about me and myself. And it's all about me believing in God, me believing that there's a higher power. You know, I've said to you guys have been listening for years, no, I've always said the same thing to you. If I was the higher power, if I was it and there was no God, you're all in trouble. Because I want everything in God. I'm going to pick your pocket, take your car. I mean, the only thing that keeps me in check is the Almighty. Because I don't want to look at him and go, yeah, you know what I did with all the talents you gave me? I cleaned them up. No, I don't want to do that. So we're talking about the first Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving over the years. We're talking about how our founding fathers felt about it. Why there is a Thanksgiving. Who are they giving thanks to? Now, see, here's the fun thing about it. The left, or socialist, or whatever, the haters of this country, see, what do you do with Thanksgiving? I mean, you're not giving thanks to yourself, because that's kind of, you're a little whacked in the head, right? If you're praying to yourself and giving thanks to yourself for everything, who are you giving thanks to? So we can prove over and over and over again at the pilgrims and our founding father, everybody who's giving thanks to God, to the Almighty. So what do? The diversion tactic. They do the diversion. So what are they doing? So now what they do is they're telling you how many millions of Indians, Native Americans, indigenous, what? I mean, you got different books call them different things. But how many we killed? How much of their land we took? How nasty we were? A bunch of heathen. So these God-fearing people now are portrayed as just nasty, hateful white folks from Europe. Don't you see the plan? Don't you see how it all comes together? But let's get back for the moment on the positive side of this, because there's always a positive side to this. So I'm reading the first proclamation. No. that the Continental Congress adapted, as written by Samuel Adams, you know, the beer maker. But it's written by Samuel Adams, and they're giving, you know what they're giving thanks to God for? They're not just, they're giving thanks to God for their victory. They're giving thanks to God, think about the army they just took on. They're giving thanks to God for the opportunity to create a country that could worship him and love him and deal with him on a daily basis. And it's not Joe Messina saying it. It's in the history books. I'm serious. I mean, I love people go, well, that's your interpretation. What interpretation could you have when they say it's the duty of all men, indispensable duty of all men, to adore the superintending providence of the Almighty God? Acknowledge your gratitude. With gratitude, your obligation to him for the benefits he's given you. I'm sorry. You've got to smoke a boatload of crack not to understand that. It is therefore recommended to the legislative or executive powers of these United States to set apart Thursday, the 18th day of December, next for solemn thanksgiving and praise. They were set, the federal government. Think about this. This whole separation of church and state thing that I keep telling you is a sham. Right? Our founding father, Samuel Adams. Don't you think he would have known what to write or what to say or what to do? They are setting aside and voting on a day for solemn thanksgiving and praise to the Almighty God. I don't know. Doesn't sound like separation of church and state was first on their mind. He goes on to say that at one time, with one voice, all in one accord, we see it all the way through the Bible, all time, with one voice, all in one accord, that the good people may express the gratitude and grateful feelings of their hearts, consecrate themselves to the service of their divine benefactor. Yeah, I can see all through this, they're trying to get rid of God. Can't you? You guys are just going to have to bear with me. I'm on a roll, and you know what happens when I get on a roll, right? And that together with their sincere acknowledgments and offering, I haven't seen anything here yet that says, okay, God, but you got to stay away from us. We're going to give you thanks, but we can't have anything to do with you. Samuel Adams, writes this, the Congress takes it on and agrees to it and approves it. I want you to listen to the words of that, together with their sincere acknowledgement and offering that they may join the penitent confession of their manifold sins, whereby they had forfeited every favor. In other words, because we're so dirty and nasty and terrible and sinful, we forfeited everything. But guess what? With their humble and earnest supplication that it may please God through the merits of Jesus Christ. They actually wrote the name Jesus Christ in a legal document, in a document that was signed and approved by the Congress of these United States. Doesn't see, this is the garbage you've allowed them to teach you, to push down your throat, your kids' throat, your grandkids' throat. Please stop them. Please don't let them do this. You love your kids, you love your children. Don't let them do this. Fight for your children. You guys that are you know, I'm kind of miffed. I've got something going on local. All our conservative fighters, and they're not fighting very much. You know, everybody wants to fight. Everybody wants the freedom. How many of you really, honestly willing to fight for it? Anyway, don't let them do this. If your founding fathers who died and gave up their fortune, some of them spending, dying in debtor's court, gave up their fortunes, right, for you to have the freedom you have today, don't give it up. Don't let them take it from you. And whether you believe in God or not, because it doesn't say here, if you don't believe in God, you get to go and change. Here's my attitude. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you don't believe in God, you don't believe in the blessings, you don't believe in the supreme being, well, you know, sorry from my heart, that's your loss, but that's your right. Don't stop me from doing it. Don't try to lie to me and my kids and my family. Don't lie to us and tell us that our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God, nothing to do with religion. By pulling out lines they wrote in letters that are totally out of context. You can't match them up with this. You can't. These guys wrote that it was the merits of Jesus Christ. It was the mercy of Jesus Christ. And you know what they also they wrote? But I have to break for commercials. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The New York Daily News reports some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with words like ethnic cleansing. They jumped the barricades and also appeared they had glued their hands to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make the arrest. The U.S. is standing by its allies.
The U.S. Navy destroyer USS Hudner shot down several attack drones over the Red Sea that were launched from Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen early yesterday morning. The ship and crew sustained no damage or injury, but the Pentagon later said the American ship itself was not the target, that attack drone likely on its way to Israel, according to U.S. officials. I'm Corey Myers.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Oh, come on. You can dance. Everybody, right? Turkey Day. Or pasta day. Or lasagna day. That's right. You're on Turkey Day, Thanksgiving Day. You know, again, we got to have some fun with it, right? A whole boatload of people tell you how nasty it is, how bad it was, and how bad we were, blah, 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 blah. You know, I was going to save this for later on, but I'll hit it now, and I'll get back to what our founding fathers wanted to make. You know, Angelina Jolie says that Thanksgiving Day is a story of murder. That's right. You know, we've talked about this before on the show. Jolie hates Jews and Israel. She even attended at one point in time what appeared to be an Islamic hate fest. She's attacked America, I mean, for barely enforcing immigration laws. She compared us to Hitler for doing it. I mean, she's gone on and on. I mean, she just hates this country, which is really sad because her dad loves this country so much. I don't know what happened. I mean, I'm not going to guess. He seems like a nice guy. I don't know what the life was like when they were growing up. But she has said in the past that she is absolutely, positively ashamed of America. Right? I mean, just amazing. Now, Angelina Jolie hates this holiday. She wants no part of rewriting history. That's what she says, like so many Americans do. To celebrate what the white settlers did to Native Americans, the domination of one culture over another, just isn't her style, says a close friend of hers. She definitely doesn't want to teach her multicultural family how to celebrate a story of murder. Angelina gets so grossed out by Thanksgiving that she tries to make sure her family will not be in America during Thanksgiving. Now, for Angie, it'll be another day when America tries to rewrite history. Right? But I know it's not a quote from her, okay? But it's from her friends. But, you know, she'd be an idiot to say it herself. She'd be an idiot to spew this stuff out herself. And she has openly compared America to Nazis at times. Just simply for trying to enforce immigration law and have secure borders. She's praised the Palestinian children for singing about, well, some of the nasty songs that they have. I don't even think she knows what the words in the songs are against the Jews. I must be sure that she probably wouldn't know what those words were. So why do you support her? Why do you buy her stuff? Why do you put money in her pocket? I'm thoroughly confused by this. And don't try to call me because we're not here. I already told you. But I want to get back to the Continental Congress. Written again, Samuel Adams, yes, the beer, not the beer man. I know all of you go right to it and you think it's just a beer guy. But you look at this, you think it's Samuel Adams, if he wrote this, right? He wrote what Congress adapted as a final version, again, It's the first national proclamation of Thanksgiving. I'm just trying to drive the point home. He taught that Jesus Christ is listed in here. God is listed in here. Giving thanks, prayer, and praise to the Almighty. And you guys are trying to sell something. Not all you guys. Some of you guys are trying to sell to us that our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God. I don't know how much dope you got to shoot up, smoke, how much crack. I don't even know. I don't know how you get dumb enough to believe that. And again, through the whole proclamation about thanking God for what he gave us, for the crops that we have, for the victory we had. Otherwise, who are you thanking? Yourself? I mean, seriously, you're going to thank yourself? And he goes on to say that for all those things that you don't deserve, you need to give thanks to God through Jesus Christ. Samuel Adams, again, writing in a federal document, a government document. Oh, my God. I'm surprised the Supreme Court didn't shut him down right away and put him in jail for doing this. He goes on to say that his mercy to forgive and blot out your sins in remembrance no more, that it may please him graciously to afford his blessing on the governments of these states respectfully, and to prosper the public council of the whole, to inspire our commanders both by land and sea, and all under them with that wisdom and fortitude which may render them fit instruments, not for themselves, but under the providence of Almighty God. Again, God. Man, if they were trying to get away from God, they sure didn't know how to do it. I don't know what dictionary they were using. To secure these rights for the United States, the greatest of all human blessings, independence and peace. Think about that. The greatest of all human blessings is independence and peace. That it may please him to prosper the trade and manufacturers of the people and the labor of the, I don't know what this, husbandmen, that our land may yield its increase, to take schools and seminaries of education, so that seminaries, I don't think it's a public school, last I checked. So necessary for cultivating the principles of true liberty, virtue, and piety under his nurturing hand, under who would be his? It's not the king, it's not the governor, it's not the president, it's God. I mean, that God that doesn't exist for some of you, right? Our founding fathers thought he did. And to prosper the means of religion for the promotion and enlargement of that kingdom which consists of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry. Is that kingdom here? I mean, do we have a king? So what were they talking about? They were talking about heaven here. They were talking about God's kingdom, God's rule, God's reign in a public federal document. It's also further recommended that, I don't even know what this means, that civil labor, servile labor, whatever. Look it up. And such recreation as though at other times innocent may be unbecoming to the purpose of his appointment. Yeah, you know, like, you know, when you're on the beach half naked, or you got some nasty stuff written on your clothing, or you're swearing like a sailor. Sailors. Come on, think about that, though. I mean, these guys, it wasn't that they had self-righteousness. They knew they had problems. They knew they were sinners. They knew they weren't living a righteous lifestyle at times, but they gave all the glory to God for the good things going on in their lives, for having this country, having the ability to do better. Now, George Washington, leader of the Revolutionary Forces, right? I mean, do I have to tell you this? You know this already. I mean, he proclaimed the Thanksgiving in December 1777 as a victory celebration, honoring the defeat of the British, and giving thanks not to his men, not to the government or the peoples that gave him money. No, to God. It was that simple for him. It was that simple for all of them. We're the ones that have screwed this up. Just like we've screwed up changing, jerking around with the Constitution or ignoring it in some cases, we've screwed all of this up. Leave it. You want to screw it up? Leave it to mankind. We'll screw it up every time. Now, the Continental Confederation Congress, the legislative body that governed the United States from 1774 to 1789, issued several proclamations observing Thanksgiving. Now, the proclamation I'm going to read you in a second was published in the Independent Gazetteer. Gazette. Right. The Chronicle of Freedom on November 5th, 1782. in observance on November 28, 1782. Now, by the United States and Congress Assembly, its proclamation said, it being the indispensable duty of all nations not only to offer up their supplication to Almighty God, the giver of all good, for his gracious assistance in time of distress, but also in solemn and public manner, to give him praise for his goodness in general, especially for the great and signal interpositions, I think they made up words too as they went, of his providence on their behalf. Therefore, are you ready for this one? This is going to send you over the roof. Therefore, the United States and Congress assembled, taking into consideration the many instances of divine goodness, not of their own power, but of divine goodness to these states in the course of important conflict in which they've been so long engaged, the present happy and promising state of public affairs and the events of war in the course of the year now drawing to a close, particularly harmony of the public councils, which is so necessary to the success of public cause, the perfect union and good understanding which has subsisted between them and their allies, notwithstanding the artful and unwared. I can't read this. This is worse than Old English. Anyway, it goes on to say that, in appointing and appointing and commanding the observation of Thursday, the 28th day of November, next as the day of solemn thanksgiving to God for all his mercies. We further recommend to all ranks to testify their gratitude to God for his goodness by cheerful obedience to his laws, by promoting each of his station and by his influence, practicing the true, undefiled religion, which is a great foundation of public prosperity and national happiness. And he ends it, guess what? In the year of our Lord, 1782. Of our sovereignty and independence. And this is John Hanson, President, Charles Thompson, Secretary. You know, you look at this and you say, for a bunch of guys who want nothing to do with God, they must have had Alzheimer's back then, because they had no clue what that meant. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Happy Thanksgiving Day.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. And in so much as we know that by His divine law, nations, like individuals, are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world, may we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people? We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with you. Happy, what's it, isn't that Phil Roberts, right? Happy Turkey Day. Well, he doesn't say Turkey Day. I said Turkey Day. But I mean, seriously, when you think about what you've got to be thankful for, when you think about what today is all about, well, there's one group that's not very happy. Yeah, they're not happy at all, but what can I tell you? Anyway, I'm Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanksgiving Day, I know that nasty, evil, we're celebrating a day that is just so nasty and evil. And again, what I've been trying to drive home in this first hour is how much we have forgotten what Thanksgiving was about. We, you know, some of you want to make it a nasty, evil day, and we're going to deal with that in a second. But it wasn't always a nasty, evil day. It wasn't always perceived that way. And in the grand scheme of things, if you're always going to talk about people that have been not wiped out, but lands that have been taken by force, that has been going on through eternity. For just reasons, for non-just reasons, but it was going on for eternity. So my question is, you know, you want to put it out there. It's not the only thing this country has done. It's not all bad. I mean, seriously. Abraham Lincoln, when he gave a Thanksgiving proclamation, and again, I am to a degree, sorry whether you like it or not, I am poking those atheists in the eye that really hate the fact that we want to keep pushing that God was actually in the cards for our founding fathers. And they were. They were very much in the cards for our founding fathers. They saw this as a godly opportunity, as God's hand over this country. Right now, we've been through George Washington, the Continental Congress, Samuel Adams. I mean, I can go on and on and on of all these guys that actually wrote letters giving praise and glory and honor to God / and Jesus Christ. So whether you want to believe it or not, it's up to you. You can, you know, you want to feed your brain crazy stuff, then that's up to you. But Abraham Lincoln, let's hear what he had to say.
It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God.
As God, one time, right? They owe their dependence upon God.
To confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow.
Not to the government, not to the governor, not to your buddy, not to yourself.
Yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures.
Not the Constitution, not in some book you read, not in some writings of the ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy, but in the Holy Scriptures. And where would you find those? The ones he's talking about, anyway.
And proven by all history that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. And in so much as we know that by His divine law, nations, like individuals, are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world, may we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war which now desolates the land may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our...
You know, as much as he wasn't fighting to rid the country of slavery, more so to try to keep the country together, he didn't agree with slavery. And if you would do your homework, you'd find out most of the founding fathers did not agree with slavery. And there were reasons why they didn't tackle it straight on in the Constitution. And I don't agree with slavery. And I may not even agree. I wasn't there. I don't know. All I know is what I read in the journals of the Secretary when they were trying to make these laws, make these rules, put the Constitution together. When they were doing this, they had people there journaling what was going on, what the arguments were. That's how we know what was said. We know what was said there. We know what was said because of personal letters written among themselves to each other.
Our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power.
Like no other country at the time. And he gave all of that praise, glory, and honor to God. And that's what the whole thing was about. That's what the whole Thanksgiving thing was about. Was thanking God for the blessings that we had. For the, I don't know, the supplies that we had, the resources that we have. Anyway, let me get back to, because I know some of you are chomping at the bit for me to do some of the nasties. But again, in the beginning, if these guys wanted nothing to do with God, they didn't want God anywhere in this, then John Adams was confused, Thomas Jefferson was confused, George Washington was confused, James Madison was confused, Roosevelt, Wilson, I mean, we can go on and on and on to all these presidents who were totally confused because they used words like God and Jesus Christ in their proclamations. So they were just all confused. You know, at the close of the War of 1812, Madison declared a holiday twice in 1815. And not in the wintertime. Too harsh. Right? But, I mean, the governors were signing proclamations for people to get into prayer and thanksgiving. Pushing them to pray. Now, even back then, some were in opposition to the observance of such a day on the grounds that it was a relic of Puritanic bigotry. But by 1858, pretty much every state and two territories issued proclamations of Thanksgiving. Now, the perception of Thanksgiving among Native Americans, probably not as happy. Right? It's and to a big degree. Now, I don't know because I haven't talked to every one of the groups, and I've read articles among different tribes or organizations, you know, Native American organizations. Now, some of them say that they seek to reconcile Thanksgiving with Native American traditions. And the group compares Thanksgiving to Wopila. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not mispronouncing it on purpose. You've heard me speak English. You know I'm not. A Thanksgiving celebration practiced by Native Americans of the Great Plains. Now, they wrote in a recent article, the idea of a day of Thanksgiving has been part of the Native American landscape for centuries. Which I don't know if that they're trying to say that that takes away the pilgrims having a day of Thanksgiving and the government. The fact is that also a national... the fact that it is also... Wow. Man, I should be able to read this, right? The fact that it is also a national holiday for all Americans blends in perfectly with Native American traditions. He also shared the personal antidotes of Native American families coming together to celebrate Thanksgiving. Members of the Oneida Indian Nation marched in 2010 in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with a float called The True Spirit of Thanksgiving. And they've done so each year since. Right? I mean, I wouldn't scream about it. I think it's great. Some atheists and separationists have also criticized popular traditions associated with the celebration of Thanksgiving, particularly the annual recitation of Thanksgiving proclamations by the President of the United States, because they often revolve around giving thanks to God. Ah, how terrible. Since every single one of our founding fathers had no problem with it. None. Okay? Okay, so again... Small group of people have a problem with it. The Native Americans, yes, some have a problem with it. And maybe we should broaden, maybe we should teach both sides of the issue. But I don't know why it is that we seem to have, or educators seem to have gone to that side of the road where every single thing we've done is bad. I mean, even you people that worship Billy Bob Clinton. He mentioned God in every one of the proclamations. The only one who didn't mention God, and I should play it, but I know I'm going to irritate the crud out of some of you. The only one here, I don't even have enough time to play it, was President Obama. Every other president says, you know, God bless you and God bless America. I will put it up on the website to prove it because you probably think I'm lying to you. But he did a whole proclamation around, you know, thanking the men and women who fight for us, thanking the men who put the men and women who put the food on the table, and that kind of thing, never won. And even when he talked about blessings, it was blessings because of the men and women fighting. Now I give a lot. You know, I give a lot of credit to our veterans. You know, I have a lot to say about our veterans, positive things. But I'm sorry, it's because of the providence of God. It's because of the power of God. It's because of God's hand over this land, this country. And if you don't like it, there's 3,000 other shows you can listen to, because I'm not changing that one. Anyway, I am Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent. Hey, we've got friends coming up. You know, don't go away, because we've got a lot more coming up. But we have friends coming up. They're going to be talking about their experience at Christmas, that kind of stuff. God bless. You know, thanks for being with me. If you got to go, remember, just listen. Just get the show later. Put it up on your podcast. I don't want you to miss it, because I think we're going to have a lot of fun.